This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Election officials in DeKalb and Fulton counties have scheduled meetings today to certify their vote tallies from last week's runoff election. In the mayor's race, Keisha Lance Bottoms bested Mary Norwood by 759 votes. After the results are certified today, Norwood is expected to formally request a recount. Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it was a tight race, 759 votes between you and your opponent. And Mary Norwood has recently taken to Twitter to ask voters to report, quote, administrative problems and voter intimidation. And I'm wondering if your campaign has been made aware of anything like that affecting voters in your race.
No, we have not. And it's really interesting because I know that Mary had poll watchers at each precinct, and also she was the appointee to the Fulton County Board, and during the course of the campaign, she talked about how she cleaned up the elections board. So it's interesting that she now has multiple complaints about the elections process, but be that as it may, we are still moving forward with the transition and just looking forward to being sworn in January 2nd.
All right. So this race, it showed that Atlanta is experiencing a racial divide, like many communities, quite frankly, are all across the country. And I'm wondering, what are you going to do to bring Atlanta together now that the race is over?
I think a lot of what we are experiencing in Atlanta really is reflective of what's going on in the nation. But just during the course of the campaign, what I've found is that the issues that people are talking about really transcend race. And we are having a lot of conversations about affordability and equity and the state of our education system and transportation and infrastructure and crime. And that's no matter if you're black or white, if you're on the north side or if you're on the south side, we all care about the same issues and want to see some meaningful progress in those areas.
You know, you just documented that there will be many challenges that will await you in January. And I know there's been some reporting that some city councilors are concerned about a possible economic downturn, maybe even going as far as to say a recession for our city due to what's happening at the federal level. And I'm wondering, do you think that that is a possibility?
Well, I think that that's why it's been so important, the work that we've done over the past 8 years in terms of shoring up our finances at the city as we look at having $200 million in reserve. It's for a day as we may face as a nation if we go through yet another recession, that we are in a much better financial situation than we were in 2010. And so we just have to be prepared. We've been very conservative with our spending at the city and anticipating that the economy may turn. But, you know, we are into long-term planning as it relates to our budget and our budget priorities. And so any economic downturn likely will not be a significant impact on us as a city in a way that it otherwise may be if we weren't prepared for it.
Okay. There are a number of women who ran in this election or are still running for public office in Georgia. Not only you and Mary Norwood, but there were several city council positions that were pursued by women. Two women are running for Georgia governor. And I'm wondering, what do you make about all of these women that are seeking office?
I think that it is just fantastic that women are deciding to step out in the forefront as it relates to political leadership. We know that we lead in so many ways, whether it be in our communities, whether it be in the workplace. This is yet another frontier that women are feeling empowered to lead and seek office. And we know that, you know, women have an increased amount of scrutiny in anything that we do, but especially politically. And so I think that we are leading the way in Georgia and then the city to say that we are well qualified to lead and we aren't afraid to lead.
So in a few weeks, you will take the oath of office and become the 60th mayor of Atlanta. And I'm wondering, what are you committed to doing on day one?
This is a very exciting time in the city of Atlanta. And my commitment really, just as it relates to the beginning of my term, is to really begin to tackle the issues that people are talking about. As I mentioned before, affordability and equity are huge. And obviously, there's work to be done as it relates to our procurement process in the city, and then making sure that we are sure of our partnership with the Atlanta Public Schools, because what's happening with education in our city is impacting everything in our city. So I'm just looking forward to beginning the real work. You know, the election was a snapshot in time. The real work really does begin on January 2nd.
Keisha Lance Bottoms is the mayor-elect of Atlanta. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.
This is GPB Atlanta.